Baruch Hashem, we have the pleasure to learn together from the Sefer Avodah Savod of the Tosher Rebbe, Parshas Balak. The Rebbe begins by quoting a few of the opening psukim, Vayar Balak ben Tzipor es kol asher asah Yisrael le'emori, that Balak saw everything that the Klal Yisrael had done to Emori, Vayagar Moav mitnei ha'am me'od, and they were very afraid, ki ravhu, because he was great, Vayakot Moav mitnei b'nei Yisrael. So the B'tosh Rebbe asks a question. When you're looking at the Pasuk, it only mentions Emori. And yet Rashi HaKadosh says, Amar elu shnei malachim shehayinu batuchim aleihem lo amdu b'fneihem. Anu alachas kama v'kama. Lefikach v'yogar Moav. So Moav was afraid. But the Pasuk only mentions Emori. The first question that the Tosh Rebbe asks, what happened to Og? Right? Melech Boshen, he's not there, it's just Emori. And if you look in the next Pasuk, there's a Rashi on Pasuk Dalad, it says that they went to the Ziknei Midyan, Halo me'olam lo, I'm sorry, me'olam hayu soinim zezeh. They hate each other from a long time ago. Shnei Marv, Hamakez, Midyan, Bisdei Moav, they were fighting. Shebo Midyan al Moav le'milchama. The Midyan came to make a milchama war with them. Ela what? Miyirason shel Yisrael also shalom b'nehem. Because they were so afraid of the Klal Yisrael, they made peace between them. Umara Moav litol etzmi Midyan. So why did Moav go to get advice from Midyan? Kevin shiro es Yisrael noitzchin shelo k'minhag ha'olam. They saw that the Klal Yisrael were being victorious, not like minhag ha'olam, the way the world naturally goes, normally goes. Amr they said, manhigam shel elu b'midyan nizgadel. So their leader grew up and was raised in Midyan. Nishal mehem, let's ask, ma midoso. What is the mida, what is the character trait of their leader? Okay, so the Rebbe asks another question. If the reason why they're being matzliach is because kiravhu, there's so many, well, that is the minhag of the world. When you have a lot of people, you have a big army, you're successful. So what does it mean when Rashi says that they saw that they were being successful, the Klal Yisrael, in a way that's not like the minhag of the world? It says kiravhu. Doesn't make sense. Mimon of shach. Either it's not minhag olam or it is minhag olam. And another question, kiravhu is lashon yachid. The Rebbe asks, why is that? Why is kiravhu? Should have been ki rabim heim. And a final question, if we go back to Parshas Bishalach, back when the Klal Yisrael were at a very high point and we were crossing the Yam Suf, so the Pasuk says in Shir Sayam, Oz niv halu alufei edom, eile moav yochazei morad, namogu koyoshvei chinaan. The article translates, the chieftains of Edom were confounded, trembling, gripped the powers of Moab, all the dwellers of Canaan dissolved. So, if they really had a fear of the Klal Yisrael, why didn't they hire Bilam at that point in time? Why is it punk now, at this point in the narrative, this is when they start to hire them? They should have really started back then, by Kriyas Yamsuf. Additionally, the Baal HaTurim points out, and the opening word, Vayar, what did Balak see? So he quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Shira she'omdu lo chama le'moshe. What Balak saw was that the sun stood still for Moshe. That's what caused him to be so afraid. So again, a few questions. First of all, why is it when it mentions that only the nation of Emori, yet Rashi points out there were two kings? Why is it that they were afraid because of the minhag shel olam, because they had a lot of people? Thirdly, why is it, say, in singular kiravhu, when it would have made much more sense to refer to kiravim? Why didn't the enemies of the Klal Yisrael hire Bilam originally after Kriyas Yamsuf? And finally, what does it mean the Balak saw the sun standing still? So Tosh Rebbe begins his answer by quoting a yesod that answers up really all these questions. And the idea is that we know, like we have on Sukkos, we have the seven Ushpizin, the Shiva Roim, the seven shepherds. Moshe is one of the seven shepherds. The order that it's brought down in the Nusach Svard is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. And each one of these Shivaroim, these seven shepherds, corresponds to a particular midah. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, Yaakov is Tiferes, Moshe is Netzach. Nitzachon is battle, is victory. So those are the seven, the Shivaroim. And those exist mitzad kedusha, but zeh l'uma zeh, whatever exists in this world in holiness, has a counterbalance against it. So there's also shiva midas d'beklipa, that those are the seven nations that were living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Now, beyond the seven midos, there's something that's above that. There are intellectual faculties, moichin, and those nations are not the seven that are living in Eretz Yisrael, but those three additional nations of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, which is really Edom, Amun, and Moav, those correspond to higher up than the Midos, Keser, Tachochma, Tabina, all is explained in Lekutei Torah and Parshas Lech Lecha. The idea is that there's Midos and there's Mochin. In terms of how it goes, Seder Hishtalshlus, it starts with the intellect, and comes down, Keser, down to Chochmah, down to Bina, down to Chesed, down to Gevura, down to Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and the lowest level is Malchus. So with that as a way of introduction, explains the Tosha Rebbe now, what was Moav thinking up until now? That Moshe, who corresponds to that level, that Midah of Netzach, that's the fourth Midah. So he can only fight and counteract anything that's corresponding to his level. Whatever's in Kedusha corresponds to Klipa. So the Moichin de Klipa, that's where Moav was. So Moav is one of these three nations that they're above all that. They're not on the level. They had nothing to fear from Moshe Rabbeinu. Since Moshe is relegated to the level of Midos, that's all he can affect. He can't start up with us. We have nothing to be afraid of Moshe. He can't harm us. Moav is above the Midos. Oh, but then one second. Then, all of a sudden now, in our Parsha, they hear that Bnei Yisrael fought a war with the Emori. The Emori, that's higher than Moshe. Emori, that nation, was the third Midah, which is the Midah of Tiferes. And to make it even stronger, at the end of last week's Parsha, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Al tira oso, don't be afraid of him, ki viyadecho nasati oso ves kol amo ves artso. Don't be afraid. I've given you him, I've given his nation, and I've given his whole land to you. So now, that changes everything. The source of Moshe's neshama is Chochmah. Moshe Rabbeinu comes from a higher level than the Midos, and Moshe Rabbeinu is therefore able to fight and defeat. That's true. Then it's Vayagra Moav. Moav is not afraid, because now Taka, we have somebody who can fight against us, who can defeat us. And the answer, that's what the Rebbe comes and says. It's a beautiful Yesod. With this now, why did it Pasuk only mention that what we did to Lo Emori? It doesn't mention him, because that's the Chiddush. Emori was on a higher Madrega, that's on a higher level than Moshe they thought he was. So once they see that Moshe can do that, that's the meat of Tiferes, which is above Moshe, they got afraid. And that's what the Baal HaTurim explains. The Baal HaTurim says that the Chama corresponds to the sun. So the Rebbe brings a Zohar, that they saw that when Balak saw that Moshe caused the sun, it says, ki hachama hi neged midas tiferes, amuda de emtza isa. So it's also Moshe Rabbeinu is affecting the level of tiferes, something that's higher up than his level. So Moshe, if he could do that, he could also be Govra on the Keni, and the Kenizi, and the Kadmoni. He could take down these three things. And that's what Rashi means. Now watch. Notzchim shelo kiminag ha'olam. He sees the Klal Yisrael is being successful, but that's not like the Minhag HaOlam. Moshe is transcending this whole Seder Hashtalshalus. Normally you can't affect anything that's higher up than you are, but Moshe is. Moshe is the one who's doing this. That's pshat in the Pasuk. Ki Rav who? Ki Rav who's going on? Moshe. Moshe's the one who's, not Ki Rabim Haim, it's Moshe. Moshe himself is the one who's doing this. Moshe's called a Melech. Moshe himself is called Rav. So that's what Rashi is telling us. That's why they wanted to go back. Let's reread that Rashi from the beginning. When it comes time, they send people to Midian. They want to understand something. What's Rashi? It's so meduyik. They saw, Yisrael, no tzchin shel kemin haga olam, amru, manhigim shel eila b'mida B'midyan nisgadel nish'al mehem. Let's ask, ma midoso? What mida does Moshe Rabbeinu correspond to? Because it can't be netzach. Because it was netzach, they never were able to affect a higher level up. They never would have affected anything that comes from the level of tiferes. And now, that's why Bullock has to come and specifically hire somebody like Bilam. Because once they realize that the level that Moshe Rabbeinu is on, well, zeh l'umazeh, the forces of Tuma, of impurity, have to get somebody who could battle on the level. That's what it says. Lokam Novi Od B'Yisrael Kimoshe. There'll never arise a prophet in Israel like Moshe. So the Medr says, B'Yisrael Lokam. For the Jewish people, there won't Aval B'Umas Ha'olam come, but there will be. The Goyim will be able to have a Navi, somebody on that level, and that was Bilam. Bilam is Mechuvan, corresponds to the same spiritual level in root of Moshe Rabbeinu. So now Tosh Rebbe says, we learn from this a tremendous Yisod. We see the entire conquest of Eretz Yisrael is to defeat these seven nations, which really corresponds to the seven Midos of Tuma. All of the Klaisos travels in the Midbar was to be machniyah, to subdue the shlosh klipas tumeyas, the klipas noga, all the forces of impurity. Now if a person just goes through the narratives of the Torah, the Zohar speaks very strongly about people who think these are sipurim ba'alma, these are just mere stories, right? Something very strong. It's better for a person like that not to be created, because the Torah, we have to understand, applies to all people. It applies at all times, and applies in all places. Certainly, how much more so these parshios of Balak and of Bilam have something that we need to learn and to internalize. So we can learn a tremendous Musar Haskel, explains the Tosha Rebbe. Just like the Bnei Israel traveled throughout the desert in order to be machnia these klipos, we need to work and to overcome our Yitzhahara. We're also found in the desert. We're in a spiritual desert. It's not enough just to externally perform mitzvos, to dress like an Erlich Yid. Of course, that's necessary. Yet, the ikur is to be metahir ourselves. That we have to understand there's an internal avoda that has to take place. L'moshel, a person can be learning Torah. So it's not enough, explains the Tosh Rebbe, just to be able to say over a fancy shtickle Torah. Be able to give over a nice pilpul. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos and Lamed Aleph. If there's Yerushimayim, then yes, but if not, not. That the entire purpose of our learning Torah has to be with that idea of being metar ourselves to work on us. In Parshas Yisro, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe el ha'am, al tira'o ki leva'avur nasos eschem bo helokim, uva'avur tiyeh yiroso al pneichem levilti techatahu. The whole word is that. Ba'avur tiyeh yiroso al pneichem. To have yiras Hashem on our face. To have a yira and have a real internal connection to the Torah. Not just as a mere external thing. To understand what's this whole word that he's pointing out of pnimius. You know, there's talk about orthopraxy, people who just dress the part but don't really feel what the Torah mitzvah has to offer. A person could think it may be just enough for me to go through all the external emotions, but once you think about it and you do a real cheshbon hanefesh, then a person will realize that if all they're doing is just chitzonius, they'll realize that even they're not keeping the Torah ket halacha. To give an example of this, Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimlam and Beis B'daber Dover, that a person has to talk differently on Shabbos than the way they speak during the week. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shinzayin. This is a halacha that the Rabbanan made a requirement a person should speak differently. So what happens? A person feels, look, I'll just talk about whatever I want to talk about. All I did was an external change. What did I do? I changed my clothing. I put on my Shabbos suit. I lit some candles. I ate yummy food. I davened with the coldness. But, you know, I'm Shomer Shabbos. So if I feel like talking about something, what's inside me, what I'm thinking about, there's never that change. There was never that panemius that a person was really Mekabel Shabbos. They weren't Shomer Shabbos on an internal level. Bechitzonius, okay, but you're missing the whole Ikar Chosim in a Sefer. This whole limud from the parashas, just talking about Balak and about Bilam, is to work on fighting and on humbling and defeating the Yetzirah that's inside of us, which is corresponding to the Shiva Midos Ros. Like we see at the end of the parsha with Pinchas. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Pei Beis, Amud Aleph, Kebolim lech'ein morin lo la'asoyskin. If a person would ask a question, we wouldn't instruct you to do this. Rak k'noim poigimbo. But a k'noi is a person who is zealous, who goes beyond and beyond, have mesiris nefesh, to go beyond what it is. So then, by we see clearly, look what Pinchas did. With his mesiris nefesh, he went beyond. He was mamtik dinim. He sweetened the harsh judgments. And that's our avoda now, during this specific time of the year, of Bein HaMetzarim. Svarim bring down that eventually these 3 weeks will be converted to Yomim Tovim. So the Rebbe says that now, since it's going to be a Yom Tov, so these weeks have the status of a Erev Yom Tov. By working on ourselves, by realizing that we have to fight, and we have to not be content with a superficial, a chitzonius, but really to serve Hashem with our avoidas avoida, we should be zoichu v'alatzion goyal b'mheiro b'yameinu, amen.